Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re up with that re up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, what's happening, people? What's happening? We had it again and again. Another Sunday, another week, a new top five listeners. I want to salute the United States. Let me get this right because I just posted it, man. I'd be proud of y'all progress. But I want to salute the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Italy, and Australia for tuning in. You guys are making this possible, man, and I love you for it. I want to welcome my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, baby?
Yo, what's up, world? Yeah, man, that's an awesome top five. Ready for another awesome show. Let's get it in, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do, real talk with the new lovely black and Mo Benz. You know, and I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know, hashtag manish. Hashtag let's make men again.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to the real fathers out there. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Exactly. We don't have to go into detail, but you know who you are out there. Just taking care of all your kids that ain't got no bitter feelings, and that's really, 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 really fathers. We salute you right here on Real Talk with the Newman Club, the Black and Mobian. Salute Australia, man. I mean, you know what?
Oh, yeah, like, Australia done creeped up in, huh?
These countries that pop up on the map.
Well, that's a continent.
And when Australia popped up, they didn't pop up small. They popped up doing numbers. And I was really like, God damn, Australia. You know, you come out the blue, you know, doing numbers. So salute to you guys in Australia. I salute everybody that tunes in to Real Talk. And with the Newman's Lovely Black and Mobians. I'm tongue-tied this morning. And this morning, look, this is tonight. Listen, I was so exhausted, I had to take a nap before the show. And I said,
me too. And I'm like, me too. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm trying to get to 100. I was like my phone. I was like an iPhone. You know, I had to power up. So I'll feel you on that.
I said, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to power up on the show. And then it hit me, and I said, man, I'm probably not going to power up. I need to take a nap. So I fed the kids. You know, that's the number one rule. You feed the kids, and they're going to be quiet. And I fed the kids, and I put the baby in his bed, and the other one was on his tablet, and they actually let me take a nap. And I was like, I'm so proud of y'all. So I'm getting situated, and I'm here, and I'm ready. Okay.
So I'm waking up, too, with you on the show right now.
we got a new moon. We got a new moon. Is it a new moon in Sagittarius tonight? If you're on the East Coast, the new moon starts at 1:38 a.m. I know you guys got to get up early in the morning, but please, please, please make sure that you take a nap and wake up for that new moon start to manifest. 17th, 18th, and 19th. Mm. Manifest for
Put
you.
Me on.
You know, bondage, no type of bonding, no, not just you, your money.
And that's
going to
work.
It's time for you to get into your money. Manifest about your money.
Okay. And that moon is supposed to say that again. So you said something. I'm trying to follow it. What happened with the moon now?
New moon in Sagittarius tonight.
You said it's rising in Sagittarius? Okay. Tonight. Okay.
Yeah,
so tonight
and it
starts there.
It's I think East Coast, it starts at 1:38 a.m.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're on the East Coast as I am, or you
I
can
am.
Google it, make sure.
Well, if I go outside, I should be able to see the moon now.
You make sure you guys track your new moons, your full moons, and so on. Those are great times to manifest. Magic is within. And you understand the only thing you need to do magic is your thoughts, is your intentions. So as long as your intentions are right, manifest your money. Get in your bag tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do what you have to do.
I'm about to do that.
Manifest positivity, and positivity will come back to you. Okay? Trust and believe.
I
live by this code. That's why, and it's very successful. So manifest on your new moon tonight. So we got a good topic, and we got some news. We got some good news. The one thing I've been doing is because I know I'm so busy, and this, you know, Mo Benz, you know, he does an awesome job with the World Famous Chop Up. I'm starting to mention him in news articles that I see that I would feel okay, that's what we can do. And shout out to Nino Brown. We're going to get into that in the news, but Nino Brown, if you guys don't know him, he's very well known. He's the short guy, chubby guy. He always got the girls in his videos, and you know, he always talking, you know, being crazy. But he actually went to the White House, and I guess you know, he's big, but he ain't there because, you know, when Steve Harvey went to the White House, you know, it was Forget Steve and Chrisette Michelle. They wanted to do away with her career because she went. But, you know, I think now more and more people are starting to realize, wait a minute, you know, he not as bad as we thought he was. Well, you know, we actually seeing him make moves and doing things and doing changes. And you can't even say that him inviting blacks to the White House is a publicity stunt for the up-and-coming election, because actually Trump has been doing this. Trump has been inviting us to the White House, and we are our own demise because we want to talk against the preachers. We want to talk against everybody that goes to the White House. But understand this, anything that the masses are against, you may want to look into it because the masses, they don't really do their research. They go off what people tell them, and then they say, oh, that's wrong, you shouldn't do it. And then they just cut it out. They're emotional beings. The masses are emotional beings. That's why they're not leaders, right? And so Trump has a niche of finding leaders and bringing them to say, okay, and that's what you do. You bring the leader in, and his flock will follow. So, you know, that's why it's the 10%ers, the 3%ers, and so on and so forth. It's not meant for everyone. So shout out to Nino Brown. He did go. We're going to get into that in the world famous chop up. That was so big of him. You know, like I said, I may not agree with everything that he posted, he say, but he actually has, you know, some valid points. He does some great shit, and we really want to we're going to read his post. And he posted and kept everybody updated on his trip, you know, to the White House and so on and so forth. So it's simply amazing. I definitely want to talk about that tonight, along with some other topics that we got going on. You know, shout out to the Raptors and all that good stuff. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know what I thought about? I said, damn,
what you thought about?
We moved the world famous chop up, right? And I think we may have moved it for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then it all of a sudden just ended right back up where it was. And so I was like, well, man, maybe Mo didn't like the time.
Yeah. You already know.
We moved the chop up. We changed the time of the chop up, and it keeps going back to,
You know,
where we had it. So, hey, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
That's where I talk my ish, so. You already know.
Yeah, we'd be hyped up from talking mad-ish. I don't know if Smooth called it in tonight. You know, he got 99 problems, and all of them is the kids.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. Yeah.
A few times.
You know, it don't matter that he got 20 kids. You know, he's a great father, and that's all that counts. You know, I mean, he's a stand-up guy. He may not deal with the baby mamas. They may not get along. But he always take care of his kids no matter what, and so that makes him simply amazing for what it is that he does. So shout out to Smooth. You know, we're going to miss him tonight, but we do understand that he has a nonprofit organization that he has to own. So, if you guys want to call in tonight, hit us up, 646-787-1839. 646-787-1839, or you can go to my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack, and click on the Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black and Mobian tab, and there's a widget that you can tune into the radio show from my website. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can ask Alexa. You can listen to us from Twitter and
Real
tune
adult
in.
Talk,
actually,
A-A-W-K.
So
a lot of different ways.
Twitter. So you know, it's too many ways for you to say we can't get in. If you want to get in, you're gonna get in. Salute to all of the new listeners that are continuously downloading.
Salute to technology.
The show. And listening in, we have so many ways and so many people tuning in. And we thank you. You know, I can't wait till these numbers get, you know, to the hundreds of thousands weekly. But
we're gonna get there. We're moving in the right direction.
Yeah. 2 years in the making, and it's amazing. So, when is enough when dating? When is enough enough? And I chose this topic, right, because, you know, I'm on social media a lot. I have to be on social media, honestly, networking, keeping my face in the place. And I see a lot of women. I see a lot of women either, you know, they talking noise about the person that they with, and then it's, okay, well, you know, we back together. You know what I'm saying? Or it's, you know, showing off women from somebody that you with, you know what I'm saying, and you got the drama and the beef with the person that you with, or you know, you want somebody to notice you that's not noticing you. And, you know, we take it to social media and talk about it. And I don't think that they understand how they look or how they're perceived, because it to them, I guess it sounds right. But I wanted to know, when is enough enough? And maybe it's just me. So, you know, maybe this topic will help me out, you know, with the way I perceive situations, right? And so, you know, when is enough enough? You're dating somebody, y'all vibing, but they're not giving you what you really, really want, you know? And so you going to stay there and complain about them, and then when they do something nice, you happy all over again. But the cycle repeats itself. You're only happy for a couple of days, and then you're miserable again. So, granted, if you are married to somebody, you stay in the game, right? You continue to date them and continue to make it happen, right? Because you're married. And so we are not talking about married people, because you're supposed to go the long haul when you're married. We're talking about people that's dating, okay? And so and you're going to see where I'm going with this topic. We're talking about people that's dating. You don't have a ring. You don't have an obligation. You just dating somebody, and yet you step into women about the man that you're dating. He's not yours. He's not committed to you, okay? Commitment comes with the ring. Commitment comes with the ring, okay? So if you are not committed as far as to come forcefully to another female or speak to another female out of pocket and you don't have a ring, that's kind of defeating the purpose, right? When is enough enough? So he's not doing right by you because you have to come negatively towards the next female because you're trying to figure out, you know, why she there with your man, but it's not your man, because if it was your man, you would have a ring. Mo Benz has one famous saying. One of his famous sayings is, either you're married or you're not. Either you're married or you're single. Period. That's really how it goes. So this is more of a self-love topic, because I think that we don't understand that as long as you keep giving and giving and giving and giving, and there's no ring involved, there's no fat for movement involved, when is enough enough? When are you going to stop being stupid? Now, I may say, hey, boo, what's up? You know, you talking to such and such. You know, I may not trust this person to tell me the truth. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, as a woman, hey, you talking to him? Oh, you is, you know, you're not. It's simple as that. But when you come in, why you fucking with my man? Oh, I don't like her because he like her, or because they was talking. Like y'all really put energy into not liking somebody because somebody else that you like them. But when is enough going to be enough? When do we turn around and start looking at ourselves in the mirror saying, I am a queen, I deserve better, and I'm going to get better? We, you know, love is a four-letter word, right? And when we speak things into the universe, we manifest it. So just say you got this man. He will not give you a commitment. You done seen him in commitments and in relationships with other people, but he ain't giving you one. Maybe he gave you one before, but he ain't giving it to you again, but you still there. What do you think is going to come out of that, ladies? Nothing, because you're still there. You're allowing him not to give you anything. You're allowing him not to respect you. You're allowing him to still keep you while he's with everyone else. So when is enough enough? You know what I'm saying? You got this man, y'all talking, he done had a baby on you. You got this man and y'all talking, but he's not really showing you the attention that you need and you deserve, but you still there. When is enough enough? So me, I'm like this. If I see that it's not going the way it's supposed to be going, because I'm not going to raise another man, okay? And that boy is not raising a man. So if you're not giving me the attention that I know I deserve, why am I sitting here? I just feel like it's no point. When you get your stuff together, you're going to come find me. Then you have to stop the rotation of, okay, he ain't got it together, I'm gone. And he come back and you let him in. He do the same thing over again. Now you're still giving him what he want because you continuously let him in when he wants to come in. When is enough enough? When are you going to say, okay, what's going to benefit me out of this situation? How am I going to be happy? When are we going to start having self-love for ourselves? Because there's nobody in this world, nobody in this world that you need to love you more than you need to love yourself.
Wow.
Do you see these type of women, Mo? Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Are you getting where I'm going with this?
Well, I'm trying to follow it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, you know, I've been in a committed marriage for a little while now. And, you know, even before that, I was, in a relationship. But I understand even before I got married, it was certain things where, you know, how many times are you going to try this again with the same person? You know what I'm saying? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you go through trials and tribulations, and then at the end of the day, before you take that next step into marriage, you kind of weigh up the pros and the cons and just see. Yeah, but as far as this, like I said, like you just quoted earlier, it's kind of like either you're married or you're not. So if you're really not committed, it's really nothing there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see why you would stay in a type of relationship like that if it's like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not married, so why are you?
But also women have this tendency to feel like if they withstand the test of time, they will get a ring. So here's where the self love comes in.
That's true. That's a good, you know. And I'm glad that we got this male female dynamic, because certain things that I don't catch, you'll put me on. And I think it's vice versa too. So yeah, elaborate on that, because that's I didn't really.
Here's
think about
the
that,
thing with this, right?
Interesting.
Women will hold on to a situation in hopes to be the girlfriend one day, in hopes to be the wife one day. You know what I'm saying? In hopes that one day he's going to say, I really want to be with you, right?
Yes.
So here's the thing. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. You're a wife. You should be a wife when he meets you, right? So,
yeah.
Therefore, there's no putting your life on hold because he's not ready. You have to move forward with your life, and when he gets ready, at that point, he will find you. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. He's going to find you. And I'm going to give you a prime example of that, but he's going to find you, right? So if you don't feel like, let me say this. Okay. Mo, meet me out. Now, when he meet me out, I know that I'm a wife when he meets me out, you know. I know how I practice life, regardless of whoever perceives me any kind of way. I know that I've aligned myself to be a wife, to handle wifely duties, to do everything that I'm supposed to do. Now, granted, you know, this is how I live my life, you know, and maybe they may think I'm not wife material. They may think you are. It's somebody for everybody, but I'm not for everybody. You know, somebody for everybody, but I'm just not for everybody. So,
okay. You
know, I do my wifely duties and I know my role. But when Mo meets me, he's cooling, but he got other things going on with his life. And he doesn't see that I'm a wife because guess what? He's not looking for a wife, right? So in order to be a wife to somebody, they got to be looking for a wife. If they looking for a fling, then that's what they looking for. You got plenty of people in our race do this the most. You got men that'll be with somebody 5, 6, 7, 20 years before they turn around and get married. And then get married and then be divorced, you know, shortly after. Now, there's some successful people that have been together for some time now. But I think that our women should lead with a better example. When you see people like Kimbella having all these kids from Jewel Santana and you know, fighting women and all of this stuff here, and then guess what? He gets ready to go to jail. She gets a ring and a new baby. You know what I'm saying? You should not allow a man to put you in that position where he needs you now, so now he's going to make sure that you hold him down. You shouldn't have to force a man into putting a ring on it. Because if
remember,
he's not
do
right,
for a reason, things happen for a reason.
They
though.
Do.
And maybe that aligned for that to kind of happen. You know what I'm saying? He had to see that. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, because I think because I've been following. You know, I'm Dipset fan. You know what I'm saying? So I've been following that, and I think he was just living a little reckless. You know what I'm saying? He was like, come on, like just even how he got caught up, like he's going to jail because he forgot to take the gun out.
She would have got a ring faster if she would have left and stayed gone. She left now.
Yeah,
and when she leaves,
guess
what he does? He comes get her back. But if you put your foot down and say, listen, no, I need this to be done the right way. See, men have the power, but women have the control, and we are not taught, especially our women, we are not taught that we have the control that we have. We are not taught that, listen, you can control this situation with your power. You can take his power and control the situation, but you have to understand this. You cannot let a man just drag you along. Listen, that's just like a man that go to jail. He out here, he got big money. He flossing, he paying all these chicks bills. He's doing all this. And then he go to jail, and the longer you in there, the less females that got your back. The last one standing gets the prize. Where they do that at? That we do that in the black community. When he who finds a wife finds a good thing. When you see her, you got to know what your intentions are with her. And if you don't, you got 0 to 6 months to understand your intentions. And if you don't understand what your intentions are with this person, then guess what? Leave them be for somebody that will understand their intentions. Leave them be for somebody that truly wants to have something. You can't just have someone and have them tied up and embodied, and you're not trying to do right. You just can't do that. Welcome, caller. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Who's on the line? I guess they just listening in.
Oh,
okay.
Just an old follower.
No doubt. Welcome.
Just an old follower. What's up, man? Straight dealing, checking in.
That's what's
up. Oh, hey, what's happening?
What's going on?
What do you think about the topic? When is enough when dating?
Enough is enough once you, if you're smart, you'll notice when enough is enough before you break. But if you're broke, then, hey, you have no choice but to realize it's enough, right? Because you can't continue to put up with what you're broken on. So it's best to realize it before you broke. We'll break our back. As humans, we'll break our back for those that, you know what I'm saying, that we love or have great desires and true unconditional will for. Yeah, you'll go the long haul to expensive rates for them, But it can run you in the ground. It can run you broken.
Yeah.
for lack of other words. When it's enough, you got to decide that on your own terms and basis, and it needs to be communicated so that it's not any confusion and no crazy psycho, conditions added to it or none of that. Let it be known along the way, you're breaking me. You're breaking my heart. You're breaking my mind. You're breaking my peace. You're breaking my tranquility. You're breaking the transparency.
That's deep.
And if it continues,
when they continue to break you,
don't go broke. Don't go
broke,
because when you go broke, they ain't gonna have nothing else to break, and they ain't gonna want nothing else to do with you. That's how it's gonna seem.
My thing is
just that women just have to. I think women don't have enough self love because we just feel like. If you're giving this man all this time, you being loyal to him, you giving all of your everything to this man, right, to this person. And I say women because women do it the most. You give yourself to this person that won't give half of what you give to him. When is enough enough? You ain't got no ring to do this. So, it's like women, we try to prove to a man that we loyal to him before he even proves anything to us. And I seen Love Dorothy, she did a video about that, and I was just like, man, golly, like my thoughts exactly. Like, she was so on point with it. We give so much to men before they even give us anything, before they even show us anything. And then when it don't go right, guess what? We done gave so much and they haven't given anything. So now we are broken as the caller is saying, we are broken because we done gave all this, and we feel like, oh, we gave all this, so why you haven't done anything, or why you haven't, you know, reciprocated that to me, when the bottom line is stop giving before you start receiving. It should be an equally thing. That's why in marriage, you know, for you Christians, they speak about being equally yoked. It should be an equal situation. It shouldn't be a situation where one person is giving more than the other, and then we as women feel like that's how it's supposed to go. But honestly, men are the aggressors. Men are the approachers. Men are the hunters. We are not the hunters, yeah. But for some reason, this day and age, we have been, it's been turned around. And so some people may see some things and be like, oh, you know, she dumb. Oh, she's crazy. But she's dumb, she's crazy, she's all of these things, but maybe she got this man to do something that you've been trying to make him do this whole time. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't even did, he ain't even did half of the stuff for you that he did with the new chick. And you've been down for years. You know what I'm saying? So understand this. You get what you require, right? If you love yourself enough, you love yourself to understand what you will require, what you will put up with, what you won't put up with. You know all of these things. So you're not going down a road like the women that don't know and feel like, okay, you know what, maybe I got to do this, or maybe I got to settle, or maybe I can't address this. As a woman, and as a man, you got to be able to address what's on your mind. If you feel like you can't be open and honest with anybody, then you don't need to be with them. So when is enough enough? Because obviously I go different than what everybody else is doing. I'm doing something different. Because when I come in this thing and I see it ain't what it's supposed to be, and I learn from every situation. I've been that person coming in, giving loyalty, giving attention, giving time, giving focus, you know, giving advice, you know, helping businesses, and did all of these things before it was fully reciprocated to me. And so I learned to never do that again. I learned to say, what you going to do for me?
Yeah, man.
What you going to do for me?
Once again, this is another deep topic. So let me ask you and the caller this question, because, you know, I've been, like I said, I've been down with my wife for a long time. And like I said, I've had, before I was married, you know, I had flings here and there, but it was flings. So I was easily able to, you know, to just, once it fizzled out, it fizzled out. But.
Wait. It was a fling to you, but did they like you? Was they trying to be with you?
Maybe. You know, I don't know. I didn't really give it.
Right.
No, like,
you're speaking on it. Look, you don't want to acknowledge it, but you're speaking on.
Okay,
right, what we saying.
Yeah, maybe I'll.
You looked at it as a fling. You looked at her and said, she cool, she's sexy, but I'm not taking it there. You seen that in her.
Yeah.
But she was doing everything that she could to win you over. So she was doing it and doing it and doing it. And then when you finally cut it off, or for the smart ones that jumped up and said, okay, I'm not doing this no more because you're not giving me what I want, they're now, they become broken because they've given and given and given, and they didn't get what they wanted.
Well, no, but like I said, I've always been a person to somewhat, you know what it is, kind of in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, as a guy, I think you got to be 100, you know, look, it's kind of weird. All right, so I'm going to say this. Like, you got to be 100% honest to, like, a side piece or something like that. But you're not 100% honest to your main piece. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times. But the side pieces, they can handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? Well, unless you and your main piece get to a real clear understanding. Now, like, once you get into a marriage and stuff like that, and then, you know, because you don't want to, you know, be conniving and then going all out your way, because that's going to just poison the marriage eventually. So, you know, so once you get into a marriage and you guys are in it for the long haul, then that's when you can kind of communicate, like, you know, possibly an open relationship and this and that. Then you can kind of go over, okay, these are going to be the parameters if we're going to do this. But what I'm saying is, maybe allude to what you're talking about, when you're in a relationship, you're not married or whatever, but you do got a main person that you're really committed to. Maybe y'all stay together. Maybe y'all got a kid together. Y'all just ain't married. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in those aspects, a lot of times you know this is where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like you're saying that this person has, you know, but as a man, like we've discussed numerous times, men lust, you know, we do. And it's not like we trying to leave a female for another female. We just want to get ours off and then get right back. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when we get right back, it's even better because we just got it. You know, we broke up that monotony, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know what I'm saying, feel better, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, all right, I got that off. That shit was nice. It was like a little vacation. It's like a vacation. It's like when you
right
working your job every day, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Every day you, yeah, so it's the same thing. So what I'm trying to say is, though, in those aspects, it's a female, a lot of times, they can't understand that. So to just keep the peace, you try not to get caught, put it like this. So you don't even got to go through that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but so you don't have just World War III, you know what I'm saying, where you lying to the side piece, letting her know, like, oh, you about to be you my only one and this and that, feeding her all this stuff and playing with her emotions. Because once you play with a female's or anybody's emotions and they think it's one way and it's really something else and they figure out, they find out you was a fraud, basically, then, you know, you opening up a whole can of worms to just whatever. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just saying is that they
right,
don't
ruin his
this,
life,
jumping,
sis. If he lied to you and he planned you and you find out the truth,
exactly.
Then ruin his life, okay?
Exactly.
Ruin his life. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to break up his home. You're supposed to put it all
exactly.
out there. And if she don't leave him, she's going to be miserable because he lied. So you're going to make him
exactly.
miserable and that bitch miserable. So understand
exactly
that.
What
see, my the
said.
People that I know, like, you know, boom, I know this chick. She's married, okay? Happily married. She got three kids, and then he got three kids outside of her, right? So they got six kids, and this man, he does any and everything in the world for her. She don't have to work. She just do. And guess what? She says, listen, I will never in my life say that my husband won't fuck, so therefore I let him fuck. She do. She get her homegirls, you know, whatever. You know, she got a homegirl that like to fuck, got a high sex drive. She'll sit her husband mm-hmm. over there. A couple times a week. Oh, let me let Brian come on. Her sex drive ain't as high as his. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she sent him to her friend girl house to get where he go over there, do what he do, and come back home. You know what I'm saying? She said, listen, I never say that my husband won't cheat because it ain't called cheating because I know about it, and I let him sleep with other women. She said, but I will say, can't name one of y'all take him from me, and you ain't going to get no money unless I offer it to you because that money belongs to me and his children.
Yeah.
And when you have that type of understanding with someone, when you have that type of bond with someone, that eliminates the monotony. That eliminates
exactly.
the stress. That eliminates being married. I'm married. Ain't no way I'm finna let him sleep with nobody. Sis, you can't let a grown man do nothing. Married or not, sis, he grown. That's his dick. He got 24 hours in a day. He ain't going to be up under you on all 24. And if you feel like you got to keep a man up under you and the only thing you giving him is 9 hours away, 9 to 10 hours away, that's to get to work, go to work, come home, sis, you're miserable in itself. You can't bring that what you're doing and who you're doing it with into a healthy relationship. What you have to do is understand who you have. And then move from there. So what I'm saying is I'm not telling y'all to not put anything into your relationship and not invest. I'm not saying that. But what I am telling you to do is acknowledge what you have in front of you. Acknowledge what you got, what you're going through. And if that person is not investing the same thing that you are investing in, stop investing so much. Do something else with your time. Get a hobby. Do something. Get a friend. Guess what? Take all your attention off that one and get a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to do things that are in the betterment of you and your sanity. You got to do things that's for the betterment of what y'all got going on. Now, here's a true story. And I posted a couple weeks ago. So everybody know I've been struggling with going back to Atlanta or staying home in Florida. And what I can honestly say is it's not really that bad in Florida this time. Like, this is like the first time that I'm really enjoying myself being here in Florida. I'm really,
right.
You know, I'm normal. You know, I still
getting
got my career. I'm doing things. But Atlanta's home. I've been there for the last 12 years. And so I got this friend, and we've been knowing each other for about 18 years, right? We met in, like, 2001, okay? And from 2001, other than a little hiatus he took, you know, we used to see each other every week, you know, like every week. And he lived like 45 minutes away from me in another county. But, you know, we seen each other like once a week, and worst case scenario is once a month. But that's when, you know, we super busy, it's a lot of stuff going on. But we always made time for each other. He always made sure I was straight. He always, you know, helped me with bills. He always did everything. But for me, when I made my decision to leave here, I knew that he was here. It was just that, you know, we had been doing this for so long that I didn't look at it as a deciding factor. I didn't look at him as a deciding factor when I got ready to leave here. You know, like, hey, you know, it's cool. It's been great. At that time, I left here, what, 2009? So we had been at it for 8 years. And it was great. It was awesome. You know, of course, we had a bond, you know, because we dealt with each other for so long. If I was in a relationship, then I wouldn't see him. I don't know if he was in a relationship because, you know, how that goes. You know, men, some men are just, if they like you, they're going to keep certain things from you, period. And he was one. So I never even asked because I knew that there were certain things that he wanted to keep away from me. I didn't go there. I just went with the flow. But he wasn't a deciding factor. And so I left and I came back. And he said, let's work on us. And I said, Caught me off guard. Let's work on us. And I said, what do you mean? You know, he was like, you know, I said, I'm going back to Georgia. And he said, please don't leave me. Let's work on us. Like let's really work on us. Like, let's really see where we can go with this. Like, you know, like he done came to Georgia and see me and, you know, still the same person. Like, you know, he always had this deep admire for me. I'm going to say a deep admire, you know, because when you say you love somebody and somebody loves you, their actions will speak, you know, louder. And he's a manly man, so he knows, you know, how to do that. And so that's who, you know, I've been, you know, I was communicating with him and, you know, going back and forth. And so it was one of those things that's like, you know, we, you know, in communication, but we still, you know, not on the same page per se. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't think he understands what I'm saying, because if you think that you're going to come back around me and we just going to pick up the same cycle where, you know, we link up, you know, we see each other, you pay some bills, and, you know, it's nothing of fulfillment for me, I'm out again, because enough is enough. Now, some people be like, well, he paying bills, and, you know, apparently the sex is good because y'all been having sex for so long, but that's not it. You know, for me, it's substance. So, you know, enough is enough. If it doesn't bring me substance, then I can't
so you
do
had
anything
to cut it off.
With it, because
so you cut it
it's not
off,
bringing me substance. You know, it's not bringing me what I want. And sometimes you have to make those harsh decisions to say, I really like this person, but it's not bringing me what I want. But, you know, for him, he's like, you know, just give me a chance. So, you know, let me show you, you know, let's get everything together and I'll show you. So you got to let a man speak. There's no such thing as a man not being able to tell you that he want to be with you. I haven't met a grown man yet, not a grown man yet, that had a problem with telling me that he wanted to be with me. I haven't met a grown man yet that had a problem, that genuinely cared for me and had a problem with telling me that he cared for me. So I think we need to realign, and we need to mentor, you know, our younger sisters, so they can understand, because some of them didn't grow up with that, with the right role model or with the right, you know, big sister or something to tell them, like, your mom and your grandma are going to tell you so much, right? But it's certain things that you're going to learn from your homegirls and your big sisters. You're going to either learn how to dog men out, or you're going to learn how to love and cherish men. You know what I'm saying? And if you're lucky, you'll learn both. And I say lucky because if you learn how to dog a man out, you know what not to do to a man. You know when you're doing something if it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So what I say is just like we have to really, 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 really get into our self-love game. Like, I need you guys to look in the mirror every morning and tell yourself you're beautiful. It doesn't matter what flaw you have. Somebody's going to love you for you. Build your confidence up. You know what you deserve. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it gets lonely. You know, the higher the ladder you go, the lonelier it gets, right? But the one thing we do, you got certain people that attract toxic people because they have some type of toxicity inside of them, right? And then you have other people that are natural empaths, and they attract broken things because they have a hobby of fixing broken things. But then even at some point, the empaths, the people that fix broken things, the Aquariuses and the Tauruses and the, you know, and the Capricorn, you know, of the zodiac, you know, when we get to that point to where we're tired and we can't fix it, you know, we help, but you got to understand that you can't fix everybody. So you can't continue to attract broken things because you can't fix everybody. And then you start to manifest for the universe to only bring people in your life that are gravitating on your level or higher. And it's not acting funny, but it's enough is enough. You know, how many times you're going to allow yourself to get screwed over? Like, you know, I had to go through my season in life where I just, you know, I kept attracting broken people because I wanted to fix these broken people. And then I would realize in the process of trying to fix them that they really didn't want to be fixed. They don't want to do what it takes to be fixed. And that's what I've learned in my journey as an Aquarius, as an empath, that the people that I attract, and then the people on the outside, they don't understand how you attract certain people like this or why you do what you do. But I come to learn that the people that are broken are not putting in what it takes to be fixed. So you have to work on yourself before anybody can come in and give you help. So now I'm off of that gram of trying to help fix broken people. And that's a lot of times we have to look at ourselves and say, you know, why am I attracting this? And we got to check out our qualities and make sure that we are not toxic ourselves. And then we have to see, you know, are we attracting broken situations because we want to fix broke now? I gave you two examples, but sis, let's be honest now. A lot of folks is real toxic. You know, you got multiple baby daddies and you don't get along with none one of them. Sis, you need to reevaluate your life, okay? I don't think it's the niggas no more. You don't get along with none of your baby daddies. I just don't think it's the niggas. You're not talking to your baby daddies because you in a new relationship. Sis, evaluate yourself. Self-love. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand, like, this topic runs so deep, but the underlying situation for this topic is self-love. You got to look at yourself more to be more than what you are, because I really see these posts, and y'all just don't know. It takes so much in me to not get on y'all posts and be like, man, shut the fuck up because you ain't going nowhere.
Don't do that.
You said this shit 2 weeks ago. Last week you was back in love. Now you mad again. Shut the fuck up. If you want to vent, social media is not the place to vent to. Go write it down.
Nowadays,
vent to the moon.
People type it down.
Vent to the universe, because the universe can change it. Social media just going to laugh at your dumb ass. Social media just going to be like, this bitch arguing again. You know how many people I unfollow? I unfollow people on a weekly basis, and I be like, ain't no way in hell this bitch is dumb. Not again. No, unfollow. Just, you know, I try to support y'all, and I want y'all to do what's right. But then if you say something to somebody, you don't tell me what to do, and you just hating. How the hell I'm hating? And you dumb. That's not. Speaking it to the universe. The universe will either change the situation. It's going to always change it in your favor now. Trust and believe. It's either going to make y'all better or it's going to remove it out your life. And see, the thing is that most people understand that, but they're scared that the shit going to be removed out of their life. So they don't want to do it. Well, I know he ain't right, but I just want to wait. So, you know, I don't want to pray about it. You're praying wrong. Let me tell you something. About 2 months ago, I was in this situation, and I prayed. And it was an ongoing situation. And I prayed, and I told him, I said, today I'm praying for you. Today I'm fasting for you, okay? And I had to be okay with whatever the outcome was. And see, a lot of times we're not okay with what the outcome is going to be. We're not okay with the universe saying to us, okay, time is up. But I prayed and I showed him I prayed. I prayed for him, to him. I said, I'm going to give you a soft one because I ain't going, you know, I know how you is. Listen, so from here on out, the universe going to show me. And guess what? The universe removed them out of my life. That shit hurt it for like a week. That shit hurt it like a motherfucker. I ain't going to lie. But I understood what I asked for. And so, you know, we started praying to the universe. Universe, please make this work. Universe, I'm hurt. Please make him stop hurting me. No, ask the universe to show you, to reveal to you if this is supposed to be. Because if a person continuously hurts you over and over and over and over again, then I don't think that you need to be praying for the hurt to stop. I think you need to be praying for the universe to guide you through this situation.
Mm, yeah, it's a different type. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Different types.
A lot of
prayer.
Times, you might pray for something and it's just not working, and yeah, it's a different. You know, like you said, you pray to for the situation to just work out. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you know, like what you just said, you know, you can't, you know, you praying for something that's just not meant to be. Basically, you know what I'm saying? So you got to just pray for clarity, for the situation. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, that's deep, man. It's a, you know, it's a pretty deep topic. I mean, it's like, how many times do you try again with just anything? You know what I'm saying? Once you're not satisfied with it, you know, being a career, a job, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? People, relationships. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? In the relationship, that shit just get worse and worse. That shit get worse and worse. When they already know what not to do, and then when they come back, they doing some whole new shit. You be like, well, where the fuck this shit came from? Like, no, you told me that they're not ignore your text messages. I need to reply. But you reply, later. Or then, you know, you reply, and then you're not sending the texts all the time. Every time they come back, it's something different. Why? Because you have fault for it. You fought for it. You're still there. And so you have to learn how to remove yourself out of a situation and allow the situation to work for themselves. A man is not going to respect you in the manner that you want them to respect you if you allow him to do what it is that he wanted to. And it's just a thing, like it's a law of attraction. You know, I mean, you attract what you put out, but you can't. The more a man knows that you're into him, the less he's going to give. Because the final goal, right, is to get somebody to love you, right? So when you all jumping up saying, you know, I love you. You've been knowing him for 4 months. I love you. Well, what do you love about him? How many times have you seen this man mad? How many times have you seen this man do this, that, other? You've been around somebody 10 years. You love him. But he ain't gave you no relationship. Y'all don't even live together. Y'all just fucking and talking about business. You know what I'm saying? But you love him. But he ain't even giving you what you want. You know what I'm saying? You giving more than he giving you. But that's where you want to be because you love them, right? Like, I don't get y'all thought process, you know, these women's process because I'm lost. So that's why I was hoping that maybe I was thinking wrong. I know I gravitate on another level. You know, I am a goddess, and I think about things a whole lot different than most. But at what point do you sit back and say, well, dang, wait now, I've been riding for him. I've been helping him. I give him, you know, sex whenever he wanted, and, you know, I got his back, but, dang, he ain't made me his girl. He ain't moved in. We ain't moved in together. You know, when are you going to start thinking? Don't think about the, oh, we having positive moments. Because a man will tell you what they want to hear. I know men that got women that do all of these things, and they done kept them in the friend zone for forever. And then you get another female that come along, and you done got in a whole relationship with this other female, and she doing all types of things. And it's like, do y'all women not see that? Like, y'all don't see the fact that, you know, he's not going to give you what you want until he get in a situation. And you got some women that accept that. Oh, he get fucked up. Then all of a sudden, you know, you got the role by default. So when he get back on his feet for real, what you think? You still going to be wifey or he going to give you that line by babe, I know what we were doing when I was in jail, but now I need to focus on me. So I don't think we need to be in a relationship. You just got to chill, and he back away from you. Y'all fall for anything. Y'all do. Y'all fall for anything. Enough is never enough with this age in, of women. And these women, you know, teachers on, you get enhancements on your body. That's what you want to do. Do what you love, and it's okay. I do not have anything against what you're doing. But listen, God made you perfect just the way that you are. But you don't feel like you are perfect because you feel like you want to keep up and you want to look another way to be happy with yourself. Be happy with what God gave you, because he gave that to you for a reason. He made you look that way for a reason. So if you ain't happy with yourself, and you didn't went and got all these enhancements done to your body and went and got all this work done to your body, right? And then you get in these relationships, and all it is means that you're going to get dogged out even more. That just means that more men ain't going to look at you, and you're going to be dogged out even more. And the one thing that I can't understand is because I've been trying to look at the premise of the whole message that women send. So if you're not famous and you on Instagram and you in a two-piece, then you thirst trapping, right? But I'm starting to see more and more famous women that you already got the money, you already got the fame, but you on Instagram half naked too. And so now I'm trying to figure out what is the whole point. So it's sexy for a woman with money because she got her own money, so she's not thirst trapping. But if you don't have no money, you thirst trapping? How does that work? Self-love.
Wait, huh? Okay. All right. I'm
yeah, fuck you up just then, didn't
I? Yeah, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, hold
up. I've been looking at that now. When you see a regular, they call them Instagram models.
Okay.
Instagram models, right?
Yeah.
They thirst trapping. IG hoe, whatever they call them,
yeah.
Thirst trapping, IG hoe, this,
yeah.
That, another, everything,
the
other thing other than, you know, her doing what she's doing. Like, that's the thing, that's how you get attention, you know, I guess, you know. I believe that you are attract what you want.
So back in my day,
when I used to be all half naked out there and, you know, just doing whatever I wanted to do, yeah, my attention was magnified by 100. But I prefer the men that I attract now with my clothes on. I prefer the men that I attract now, you know, with my mind, as opposed to the men that I attract with my body.
That's maturity, though. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got to go through their cycle.
But,
you know,
okay, so what I was saying is the IG models, or they call them IG thoughts or whatever, they thirst trapping when they at the beach and taking all these pictures. They somewhere different, taking all these pictures with two pieces on. They thirst trapping.
Yeah, that's how they get their followers up. Yeah,
but
I'm not into that. What's up? Go ahead.
When women have made it and they somewhat successful,
well, I think
I'm starting to see these women, you know,
well,
they on there with their two pieces on and they not thirst trapping. So what's the difference?
Well, they is thirst trapping too, you know, but that happens like this. Like, it's only because, like, you know, like I said, I'm in my group, my Instagram group with a few of my fellas. So a couple of my fellas, they all in on the Instagram model. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see it by default because they always posting them in the chat or whatever. So I'm like, all right. But it is, one, this thirst trapping maybe that you kind of alluding to. But, and I was like, yo, I see thirst trapping. And anyway, so let me just say it. So Angela Simmons, I don't know if you're familiar. All right. So Angela Simmons is Run DMC Run's daughter, right? So I'm noticing, man, she like the number one thirst trapper. And, you know, she's a celebrity. And, you know, obviously, she, you know, family got money. So she comes from money. But, you know, her uncle's freaking Russell Simmons. And, you know what he about. So, but it got me thinking, though. She got I think she thirst trapping in a way, and I like the way she thirst trapping because she not faking it, where she didn't go and get all these enhancements, as you just said, these different surgeries, and she had one baby, I believe, and her snapback, you know what I'm saying? But she had to work to get that snapback. That snapback didn't just come like Tiana Taylor. It seemed like, she had a baby and she just snapped back into it. I think she just got an athletic build anyway, you know what I'm saying? But
she had surgery.
Tiana Taylor? I don't know. I don't know. But Angela Simmons.
You got to look at their belly buttons. When you look at their belly buttons and see how their belly buttons are formed.
Yeah, I don't even be looking all deep like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I couldn't say. But it seems like, so you trying to say, wait, so you say Angela Simmons had surgery? I mean, had whatever.
No, Angela Simmons did not. Tiana Taylor did.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, Angela Simmons, the part I was getting back with Angela Simmons is, she worked, you know, she's worked at it. She do her thirst pitches, but I see her, like, really, you know, exercising and doing what she do, you know what I'm saying, to get her body back to the level that she wanted to be, you know, after having a baby. So what I'm just trying to say is I commend her because I'm just showing off the results. You know what I'm saying? She put in all this work, all these workout videos, and I guess she wanted to show the results, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only one that I can kind of, like, I guess – you know, I can rock with what she's doing because, you know, she's doing it the right way.
Okay, so I seen Gabrielle Union on the beach, booty cheeks showing. Gabrielle is ultimately successful. You know what I mean? Married, kid, you know, plenty money, got your own money. He got his own money. And they look at Gabrielle and be like, you know, okay, she's looking hard. Her body snatched. Woo, yes.
She had the surgery,
you know what I'm
right?
saying? Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, she had a surrogate.
Yeah. I had to figure out what you were saying.
So
you know, you look at her and you be like, oh, she look fine. She's, oh, yes. And then you get a regular chick that post up a picture, you know what I'm saying? And you know, boom, you know, her body's lace. She a regular chick. She thirst trapping. She an IG model, IG thot. So I look at, you know what I'm saying? How the fuck do these people, like these people got y'all heads so confused to think that the same thing can mean something different. You know what I'm saying? It's freaking ridiculous.
Oh, man. Instagram.
It's ridiculous. It's like you got to really do your research, man, and love yourself no matter what. If you want to be on IG showing your body, it don't matter what nobody gonna call you, no matter what nobody gonna say, you know, we are goddesses. This is Mother Earth. This ain't Father Earth, it's Mother Earth. So, you know, men came from us, you know, men came from us, women came from us, you know, we are creators of life, creators of the world. You are beautiful no matter what skin you're in. So, you know, I salute you. But this whole message was just really about self love. When is enough enough? When are you gonna love yourself enough to do what it is that you gotta do? Make sure you follow me. Make sure you check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can actually find all of our social media links on the website. And at that point, you can follow me there. You can see my social media. Some of them are private, and some of them are not. So find the ones that are not private and send me a request. And guess what we're going to do? Jump into
the world-famous
chopper.
So here we go. You know, this is my favorite part of the show. You know, fans who listen is coming. This is the part of the show where I like to talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? Off with just different topics. And, you know, it was a pretty interesting week of topics. So I'm going to dive into Nino Brown. I'm going to say that probably for laugh. That's probably going to take us almost to the end of the show. But, all right, so first and foremost, I got to say shout out to Kawhi Leonard, you know what I'm saying, and the Toronto Raptors. They slayed the Giant, you know what I'm saying? They beat the Golden State Warriors in 6 games. And it was an epic series, you know what I'm saying, because Golden State, you know, at the beginning of the season had the super team. Kawhi got traded to Toronto. Shout out to the president of basketball operation, the GM. I'm probably going to pronounce his name wrong, but Ajuri, I know it's his last name, but it's a Nigerian guy, man. Was running the whole Toronto Raptors thing, but he took a chance, you know, traded DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi. And, you know, even Kawhi, you know, had set out the whole last season with the Spurs and everything. So, but, yo, Kawhi did his thing, man. And Golden State, too, they had some injuries, but I give no Fs. I don't care about the injuries to Golden State. I mean, I'm sad about the injuries, you know, because I saw they were, like, playing their hearts out. But at the end of the day, it was a super team, so I'm not going to make no excuses. I'm like, oh, you know, Toronto won because of the injuries. I don't want to hear that. They had a super team. But I do want to give a shout-out to Kevin Durant. So Kevin Durant basically probably shouldn't have played, you know what I'm saying? But he was conflicted, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, when they was down, it's like, oh, you know, because Golden State coming from the Portland series, when Golden State mopped Portland, Dame Lillard and Portland, they mopped them without Kevin Durant. So everybody's like, oh, you know, this is like the old Warriors before they got KD. So they don't even really need KD. Then they go up against Toronto and Kawhi and the crew, and they like, oh, snap, they get down. They're like, oh, snap, we really do need KD. So now, you know, KD was coming from, he had like everybody said it was the Achilles at first, but it was something else. I can't even think of the injury that it was, but it was close to the Achilles. Seemed like it was an Achilles injury. But anyway, long story short, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to ramble on, but, you know, Kevin Durant comes back, plays probably when he shouldn't have, because if you looked at any of the type of, when they would show him, like, in at the beginning of the game or during halftime, him just walking or in practice or something like that, he just never seemed right, seemed hop. So long story short, he comes back, balls out for, I think this was what, game five, comes back for that, balls out, but, you know, gets hurt. And now, long story short, Kevin Durant is done for the season. But with that being said, now, you know, everybody's going to really respect him as a Warrior because he didn't have to do that. He put his career on the line, so to speak, and now, you know, he's going into free agency. He's not going nowhere, in my opinion. Now he's going to go back to Golden State because, you know, why would you go to another team like New York or something like that where all new people, all new training staff, and you're coming back from a very serious injury into, like, a whole new environment. So I believe, long story short, they're going to stay with Golden State. You know what I'm saying? And then, on top of that, game six, we get my man Klay Thompson. You know what I'm saying? He was balling out. You know what I'm saying? He had, like, you know, had an injury early in the series. And then he comes down awkwardly, tears his knee up, and he's done for the next season. So it was just epic. You know what I'm saying? It was like a football game. You know what I'm saying? These epic injuries that you see in, like, a football game happening in basketball. So it just goes to show you that everybody was playing hard. And, yeah, man, it was just dope, man. So shout out to that whole team. You know, Drake, you know what I'm saying, is on top of the world right now with Kawhi. You know, his Raptors is winning. Drake dropped two new singles. One is called Omita. It's kind of hard. I kind of like it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of dope. And then he dropped another one called Money in the Grave with Rick Ross. I don't know. I got to listen to that again. So shout out to that. And then, like I said, with the hoops, now free agency is about to be on fire, you know, because we're going into the offseason now. So shout out to Kyrie Irving. You know, he just parted ways with his agent and now is expected to link up with Roc Nation Sports. So you already know Roc Nation Sports, that's Jay-Z. And you know Jay-Z's got some connections to the Brooklyn Nets. So if you just connect the dots, it looks like me personally, being that I'm in Brooklyn, I'm going to probably be going to some Nets games next season and seeing my man Kyrie ball out. So that'll be interesting. I'll probably just be taking a little dollar van right down to the game because it's right on Flatbush. So yeah, that's gonna be a situation right there. And then speaking of, shout out to my man LeBron James, Rich Paul, everything they got going on. They finally got the blockbuster deal, and Anthony Davis is officially a Laker. So, yo, next
I
season
seen
is up
that.
For grabs. Yeah, you saw that, right? Yeah, you saw that. That's big news. Mm. So it's official. You know, next season is up for grabs because Kawhi, he might not even sign back with Toronto. You know what I'm saying? Which is ill. So he might be the first player that came one season, won a championship, and then dipped out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that type of guy. He might do that.
I think they're going to secure him, though. That'll be dumb for them to let him go. Like, wasn't that their first championship in history?
Yeah, but but he might go. It's his decision. He's a free agent. That's what I'm saying. It's not that they ain't going to sign
him. But
they're
going to pay him enough.
I think you should. I think it's good for the NBA, you know, Toronto, you know, just making it international. But shout out to, on the other end, too, shout out to New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? New Orleans is going to have a good young team as well. They're going to probably have to get rid of their coach, Alvin Gentry. And I hate to say that, too, because he's a black coach. And I hate to see, like, a lot of these black coaches, they build up the team, and once the team get right, all of a sudden they get a white coach, and then they win the championship. That's exactly what happened to Toronto. Dwayne Casey won Coach of the Year, but he just couldn't get them to that top level. They let him go.
That's America.
This guy. Yeah, this guy.
They let the black people do the work and they take over. Come on, what you think America's built, though? Come on, how is that shocking?
Mark Jackson. Yeah, Mark Jackson cultivated that team. You know, Mark Jackson, he's the commentator with my man Jeff Van Gundy. You know, he cultivated that team, you know, set the culture in order, got him to a certain level, got rid of him, bringing Steve Kerr, and there you go. Golden State's a dynasty now. So, and then, but that's probably going to happen in New Orleans because New Orleans, you know, they traded Anthony Davis, but now New Orleans gets back. I hate to see Lonzo Ball leave L.A. because I would like to see what he could do with, you know, LeBron and, you know what I'm saying, and Anthony Davis. And, you
he's
know,
overrated.
I'm just talking about it. Yeah, I know a lot of people saying that. I mean, like, his pops did hype him up, and it's probably good for him to get out of L.A., you know what I'm saying? He was born and raised in L.A. So get a fresh new start with the Pelicans. But I like him. I think he's got potential. So shout out. So they got Lonzo in the trade. They got Brandon Ingram, who's got some issues, some blood clot issues, but, you know, he's got potential too, but hopefully, you know, he can stay healthy. And then they got Josh Hart. And then they got their number four draft pick. And then, of course, New Orleans has the number one draft pick, which means they're taking Zion Williamson. So that's going to be big. He's going to be the number one draft pick. And New Orleans could be lit with a nice long young team. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. You know, that draft is coming up on Tuesday. So, you know, I'll be talking about that next week. Oh, I'm trying to think. We got anything else before we get into the whole Trump situation? Oh, I just want to say, you know, just send a prayer out to Sudan. You know, I haven't really followed this story. You know, all news, like, it was an upheaval. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, the leader or president, whatever you want to call it, of Sudan, his name is Omar Bashir, was overthrown. And, you know, anytime it's a coup or a coup or whatever you want to pronounce it, you know, it's always going to be some unrest. So right now it's just crazy. So I just hope things get situated over there. I don't want to comment too much about it because, like I said, I don't know the ins and outs. And if I don't know the ins and outs, I'm not going to give my opinion just yet. So, you know, just
right.
So just
well, prayers for
Sudan.
It's yeah. Murders. It's raping.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a lot of things going on in Sudan. And Sudan is quiet. It's peaceful, you know, and they talk about it. And you see them, you know, making videos saying no one is talking about what's going on. And typical American leaders, of course, you know, that's not in the forefront of what's going on, being in, you know, somebody business of that statue. But also, I wanted to just say, like, to the people that's going to the Dominican Republic, I'm just
going
to say that maybe
I was thinking about
you should,
going out there. What's happening?
You should, you know, not go at this time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that, you know, I don't want any backlash from anybody, but right now, the last time I looked, the death toll was at 6, and there are several injured, so they're going over to Dominican Republic, and, you know, I'm pretty sure it's an awesome place and it's nice, but right now it's not. People are getting robbed in their hotel room. People are drinking from this mini bar, and they are coming up very sick and dying, you know, so this is in the last couple of weeks. And they tried to come out where they fucked up at, you know, black people don't play. A black couple went over to there, and they said that they were having respiratory issues, and they died in their room. And so they said, oh, you know, it's respiratory issues, and then, you know, stories went to flying. And so one of their close family friends was saying, no, they got robbed and killed. That's what happened, but
wow,
they're trying to cover it up. And so
up.
Now
wow.
You got robbing, killing, and bad liquor. They're saying that they're serving bootleg liquor, and the bootleg liquor is killing the Americans that go over there. And then, you know, of course, you have the baseball player, Big Poppy. They said that he was sleeping with a drug lord's wife, and they shot him, was shooting at him over there. So Dominican Republic is probably not going to be the go-to place. I probably need to send my baby daddy over there right about now. And that'd be awesome.
That's so funny, too, because I was really talking about the DR, the Dominican Republic. Like, I was really... But yeah,
yeah, it's not it right now, buddy. So, you know, you guys, if you got some tickets out there, listen, if Dominican Republic is so great, let the natives have it. You know, let them have it.
I like Haiti better anyway, but, you know, shout out to Haiti.
I absolutely love Haiti.
I just really wanted to party in DR. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to party in DR and possibly just see some, you know, and just see that the real vacation to Haiti, but... That ain't gonna happen. No time still.
Yeah, leave it alone for right now. So reroute that mission. Let's not do that. Let me see. Oh yeah. So now also in New York, they're pushing the DA to open back up all of the cases that the prosecutor had worked that case?
Central Park Five.
Central Park Five. So they want the DA to open up all the cases that they work. You know, very much so. It was racism. It was, you know, that that's the premise that they're requesting this on. Even though, you know, they had the DNA of somebody else, they still, you know, the city ended up paying these guys millions, and then they got an additional $3.9 million here just a couple days ago, Friday or something like that. So they paid these $5 million. I know they sued the city for like $41 million, and then they got another $3 million on top of that. But money will not, you know, give back the time that these young guys had to suffer. And I salute everybody that is working on cases like this for our people that's in there. You know, like when you sit and say, you know, before it used to be like, you know, everybody say they ain't do it in jail, you know. But now you can sit back and somebody say, I didn't do it. It's really worth looking into. Unless they caught them red-handed, anything that the DA had to build a case on, these white folks is racist as fuck over here. And it's just now starting to go out. And it's not just because Trump is in office. Well, it is because Trump is in office. But Trump allowed everybody to see what's going on in America. You know what I'm saying? Trump is just a goofball, but he allowed everybody to see. You have to take responsibility for your own actions. How you going to blame Trump because you racist? Bitch, sit down. So, you know, I just feel like that is a good thing. So shout out to Yandy Smith, Love and Hip Hop Yandy, Jim Jones, ex-manager. They were leading a march, you know, to the DA's office to apply pressure on that. So that's a good thing. Salute to them. I like to see them doing positive things. Another story that was in Arizona, a little kid stole a toy. It was like a dollar toy or something. And the mom is pregnant. She had two small kids and then the dad. And the police draw down and threatened to shoot the dad in the head. And you know, he was just very, very, very aggressive with his black family over a dollar toy. And so I just seen reports. I'm not sure how true they are. You know, allegedly, I guess that's the word that, you know, we say speaking news, Jay-Z had reached out to them to see if they needed legal help. So salute to Jay-Z, because Jay-Z has been really, really making power moves for the stories that make the headlines concerning our people and, you know, getting things done. He's a king in his own right. He's a god. And that's what you do when you have all that money. You help your own people out across the world, and that's what Jay-Z's doing. So salute to Jay-Z, and hopefully, you know, win their lawsuit. You know, these police, they got to kind of get it together. To me, it seems like, you know, they went so long with killing our black men. They see that we are really not going to go for the shit, that the black men not going for it, and they letting them do it. So now they're attacking our women. And so that's where they're going to get the uprise from, because if we're not going to wait on a man to stand up for us, we're going to stand up for our damn self. You know what I'm saying? So I just say approach every case, you know what I'm saying, appropriately, and something has to be done, and marching ain't going to do it. So, you know, figure that out.
That's
so yeah, I mean the police over here, they're getting crazy. They're getting out of control. And I seen this thing, this white boy, he punched his stepdad in the face because the stepdad called his stepson's friend a nigga. And so the white boy stood up. So I would love to see more of that. I would love to see more white people standing up that aren't racist in the name of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I seen a story about a black kid, and the kid got a patch over his eye, and he has disabilities, and he was playing in the yard, and the white police officer came around the corner, drew his gun, made him get on the ground. And then the mom came out, and she's white. He's adopted. And as soon as she came out, he put the gun in his holster and was like, we were looking for a suspect. You know, that's their number one go-to. We're looking for a suspect when they draw down on you. So you know, guess what? When you see somebody with a gun and you just shoot them because they drew, like, hell, I didn't know you was the police because you shot the gun. I didn't get to see your uniform. I think we got to do something to turn around this narrative. But he drew down on this kid, is like 9 years old or something, and you drew down on this kid, and then you seen his mom come out, and she was white, and you want to apologize. So I think that we really, really, really have to fix this narrative, or everybody need to get white friends. One of the two, I'm definitely sure of.
But
it's crazy right now in America, man.
With the phones and cameras everywhere, man, everything's getting exposed. You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to make it where you can't record them because things are getting out and it's making it hard. But continue to record. I don't care what they say. To record these fools. Continue to record these pigs. Make sure we hold them accountable, because that is very, very, very much so important. I have a couple of interviews coming up at the end of June and July and in August. I haven't started fully promoting my interviews, but, you know, we have 7 books out now. You can go to Amazon or Google Books and put in The New Miss Lovely Black. And you can read my books on ebook. I do apologize. I am not on the KDP plan where you can – where you pay the $10 a month and read as many books as you want. I'm not the Kindle Select or whatever they call it. Amazon really benefits from that. We don't, so it's no point. And then I would have to be exclusive with Amazon. So once I got out of my exclusive contract period, they talked me back in one time. And then this time I got it, I just stayed out. And I took my ebooks over to Google Books because I felt like, you know, that would be conducive with what I need to do. So salute to that. We have interviews coming up. And we're going to be discussing some of everything. I'm pretty much an open book in my interview, so nothing is off topic. So don't think it's any shade, but I do think that I'm going to speak up for single mothers. And you know, I'm going to speak up on different situations in my life because it has to be told. And I'll tell you why during the interview. So, guys, I'll keep you posted. I think I got one on June 23rd. I got one July 3rd. I got one July 15th or something like that in there. The dates are in the emails. I did this intern thing silently for a manager. So basically I had a couple people, you know, to show me what they could do as far as being a manager for me, and I'm still looking. So I'm also looking for management. Keep that in mind. Now, to close it out, I want to jump on Nino Brown. Again, like I said, if you are on Instagram, his Instagram is NinoBrown305. I think it's NinoBrown305 everywhere. He's pretty much branded himself by, you know, just talking about everyday life.
Yeah, I don't even know about him.
A lot of people do, you know about him. Some of them don't. But, he got his niche about talking about everyday life. He also does music. So, you know, he's an artist. He's a real estate investor. You know, but, you know, he gets on y'all level to basically give y'all the game. When you see Nino Brown in real life, Nino Brown really don't have a mouthful of goals. Nino Brown really, you know, he's really a laid-back individual. But he get
he's
on your level so you can understand what he said. He's from Miami. And so he actually got an invite to go to the White House, and he went, and he shared pictures on his on his Instagram page about going to the White House, and I want to give him, like, the biggest shout-out because you didn't take the scrutiny that everybody else got for going to the White House. But I don't think it's even that bad anymore because I think the world is starting to see that Trump is really making a difference. Trump is reaching out, and Trump is doing things for our people, for our culture. I can't say your other president did that, you know, 44, whoever he was.
Yeah,
I can't say that
like
he did the same thing that Trump is doing. Trump is legitimately making power moves and starting trends, you know what I'm saying, that no other Republican president has really, well, yeah, we had a couple, but it was a long, long time ago, that has really, really, you know, set forth to do. Like, he is really making a change. So, you know, when there's friction, right, there's good friction and there's bad friction. So, yeah, you got the crazies that come out, you know, about racism, but you can't – that's their fault. They're racist. They feel like they can speak up on it because we allow that to happen. So when they start, you know, making it where they can't do what they're doing, then it'll stop. But he went to the White House to talk about prison reform and some other things. And it was simply amazing. They're trying to, you know, like get this thing situated with charges, things that the president prior to him should have done that would have impacted our community as a whole and not just the LGBT community. He really outlines his trip. He was really excited, you know, about this trip, and I just really can't wait to see what it is that he's going to discuss, you know what I'm saying, about his trip to the White House. So big ups to this brother for taking the time to go and see what he can do for change as opposed to joining the masses. That means he's a leader. He's not going to follow what you guys are doing, saying, oh, screw Trump, thumbs down, I'm not going. He understands, right, how it benefits us. So you're going to be on one side or the other, right? So you got people that complain about the taxes, but what about the people that really have went out here and bust their ass to get this money, and yet you want to take more from us because we put in work, we lost sleep, we did what we had to do, and you want to give to the people that just choose to not push for and not manifest what they want. Now, everybody, it ain't that everybody has a choice, but, you know, it's more to not have a choice to go out and do everything that people that have more did. And that's just the bottom line. So I really can't fully – when you're talking about grandmothers, yeah, I'll give them a break. But when you're talking about middle-aged people, you know what I'm saying, 60 and below, no, I don't really get all of that because you're going to sit and complain because somebody else complaining, but we got the same 24 hours in a day. So I don't think that it's okay that you complain about the tax breaks that somebody else get that put in hard work. But, yeah, you ain't putting in this hard work. You ain't putting in these sacrifices. You never know what people started a business with. You got businesses that you can start up with $500. You get income tax, take $500 out of it. You got businesses people started up with $50. You just got to work harder. So I salute, you know, I've already said it over and over. I salute Trump for several things that he has done, you know, for us as a whole. But they are contingent to me. You know what I'm saying? And what makes sense for me. So make sure before you start doubting somebody that you're doubting them for the right reason and it doesn't actually benefit you. So, you know, we have made it a taboo topic to say that we like Trump because the masses doesn't like Trump, and they don't even know why they don't like Trump. Well, they can pick one situation, but guess what? Name one perfect individual, and I'll show you a lie. So, you know, he has his situation, but shout out to these people that went. I'm pretty sure it was more than him. He was just the only one that I seen, and that's why I brought him up on the show.
Real quick, you know, Kim Kardashian was there, and, you know, I probably got like 3 minutes left, so I'm just going to go in it real quick. Definitely follow me on Mo Binge, actually on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? My Twitter account is MOBINS. Talk to me. I talk back. Definitely holler at me on Instagram if you want to put a face with the voice.
90 seconds.
That's MOBINS. And then also Real Adult Talk. You know, this is the our show Twitter account. That's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. Look out for the retweet, you know what I'm saying? As soon as Ms. Black puts it out there, I'm going to retweet it to the people. Telephone.
Already done.
So, Wow, yeah, bet. So, yeah, so basically Kim Kardashian was there. They were speaking on the Second Chance Hiring Act. So, you know, for, you know, felons, you know, like if, you know, they're not just going to automatically just be done. If they, you know what I'm saying, like if they're showing some type of drive and can get back into the work environment, it shouldn't be discriminated against because they have a felon, you know what I'm saying? So that's the Second Chance Hiring Act. Which will be impactful. And then also, too, the zoning is real big. So now it's going to be in certain inner city areas, you know, it's going to be a tax break, and that gives businesses the chance to come in and create new businesses. So you can do what Nipsey was doing in, you know, L.A., you know what I'm saying, and those environments. And then also, too, I'm noticing right now, speaking of Jay-Z, earlier Jay-Z, Nas, Puff, Snoop, you know, a lot of them are becoming venture capitalists. So they're just trying to find, you know, black businesses to invest in. So if that can just go hand in hand, that could just be very beneficial to the black community moving forward and building these inner cities up. So I just want to salute that movement. I'm going to keep you posted. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep it going. 2020 is going to be a big year. So as always, it's been a pleasure.
See you next Sunday.
We'll see.
Peace out.
We'll be back next week. All right, everybody be safe. Peace.